Thank you for your patience. Technical difficulties while going live.
Do they need help?
unfortunately, some people that have money will rather just pay a fine than actually implement safety. So this way now, you know, we are incentivizing them to actually implement safety protocols.
Okay, and if the public, because now today, once this gets passed, it'll become available to the public, how do they raise their concerns if they have any? Do they call the township office or the council people? What is the way you recommend they reach out with any of their concerns regarding this?
Yeah, I mean, as they usually can do and have always done, is mayor's office is always available for comments. The council email address is always available. That's on the township website. So either or, the mayor's office staff is amazing at being responsive to residents and giving them information. So I'd always say just call the mayor's office. They're a great resource, and they can always reach out to me if there's any clarification needed.
All right, thank you.
And Council President, and I'm urging the council to do this because since the last council meeting at a couple of hotels, we had three more domestic violence assaults on women over there. It's got to stop. We got to really do something. It has to stop. It can't go on. And we have to keep these motel operators accountable. We need a safe community, and it's not happening right now. And the longer we delay, the more this goes on. And the police department's camped out over there a lot, and it's not fair to the rest of the taxpayers of this town that this is going on.
Fair to the business owners.
Right now, you have several of the business owners are leaving. We've already had an instance where Sonic Burger was going to come in. Now they're holding back building now where they have approvals. Walmart is holding back. They were looking to make that a superstore there at the over there in the Centennial Plaza. They're holding back now. Looks like Dunkin' Donuts is now leaving because of the crime over there.
Well, they're right moving. They're moving.
It's got to stop. And I said this at the last meeting to the governing body here. You need to pony up, and your fiduciary responsibility on this day is public safety in this community, and each and every one of you have got to start taking it seriously. That's not what's happening right now.
Assault is criminal regardless, but I think a lot of problem is the bad publicity that is coming out from within the township, which businesses are getting afraid of. So we have to be a little mindful of the publicity that we're putting out there.
Well, the publicity is out there to let people know the ordinance, because you folks up there delayed the ordinance that was originally going to happen. And quite frankly, had that happened, those two women were stabbed. Those individuals that did that would not have been there. I'm sorry, that's a BS argument right there. This with this governing body for I don't know how long now.
So if you don't like this sort of phone, no. We got to get this town safe. End of discussion.
Can we have an offer for the first?
I have a comment. So one of the concerns that I had about this was nuisance policies, and I did get clarification, and I want to thank Raj for that. I was concerned because I saw that the first level was one dwelling to four, or I don't remember exactly what the number was, and I was concerned that domestic violence calls would be caught up in this and that people would stop calling because they would be afraid of fines or, you know, something that would be caught up in this. So Raj clarified to me that this is numbers that are just the bar was very, very high, so that it would be hotel-based. Because when I did a little bit of just investigating into nuisance policies, it is a concern. And we did have a number of domestic violence advocates come to us at the last ordinance. We had housing. We had people that work with vulnerable populations come and speak to us as experts in their field about the ordinance. And the ordinance did pass, but I still think that it's important that we continue to listen to the voices of the vulnerable populations who are also at these hotels.
And I also want to let the record reflect that Councilman Leibovitz voted no on that, and we had two additional women that were stabbed in their face because of that.
That was not due to my vote. It's still illegal to stab people.
You both.
It's still illegal to stab people.
Delayed,
that is correct.
Delay. And
I did not delay.
I have a better question. What are homeless doing in hotels?
Mr. Mitzel, we're going
please
to
wait your turn.
This. No screaming
okay.
Right there.
Do I have an offer for the first reading?
Offer, Dennis.
Do I have a second?
Councilman Oren, second.
Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Oren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the first reading passes. Number nine are the consent agenda resolutions. Efficiency items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. Do I have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
Councilman Oren, motion.
Do I have a second?
Michael, second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Oren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the consent agenda passes. And number 10 is a proclamation of something that has passed already, and it's for Municipal Clerks Week. I'll take care of that. Whereas the Office of the Municipal Clerk continues to serve as a vital foundation of municipal government, and whereas municipal clerks carry out numerous responsibilities essential to the effective operation of local government, including maintaining official records, coordinating public meetings, administering elections, and processing licenses and permits. And whereas we recognize the knowledge and professionalism demonstrated by municipal clerks in providing dependable and efficient service to elected officials, staff, and the community, and whereas through their commitment to public service, municipal clerks play an important role in supporting the daily functions and operations of the township. Now, there be it resolved that I, Brian C. Waller, Mayor of Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, acknowledge that the week of May 3rd through the 9th was Municipal Clerks Week, and further acknowledge our Municipal Clerk Melissa Cedar, Deputy Clerk Jennifer Johnson, and Senior Office Assistant Bunty Sood for the essential services they provide to our township. Thank you very much. We wouldn't be able to do it without you. Now have announcements and comments from officials. No? Mr. Espinosa?
Yes, thank you, Council President. Just to remind everyone that on May 30th, we have the Piscataway Bike Rodeo happening at the Little League Complex. So again, the rodeo is really geared for kids to go through obstacle courses, bicycle safety, helmet wearing, ride adjustments. They also have free giveaways, raffles. So it's a great event. We also have sponsors from our police department as well, Safe Streets, and many others that are there to show the residents how to take care of bicycles themselves. Right, adjusting the helmets for safety. A lot of people, you don't know that they don't strap on the helmet correctly. They just put it on, strap it on, and sometimes it's too loose, and that's also dangerous. So again, I want to ask everyone to come out, especially now that spring is here and everybody wants to get on their bikes and roll around. It's a great place to learn, and somewhere that everyone can actually have a good time. That's all.
Councilwoman Leibowitz.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, I want to thank this council for putting forth the proclamation in honor of Jewish Heritage Month. In light of the severe increase of anti-Semitism across the country and across the world, it's important to acknowledge the contributions of all people, and I appreciate that. Secondly, I have spoken, I think since February, about an ICE ordinance. We need to put regulations and protections in place to prevent our warehouses and potential township sites from being used by ICE for detention centers or other supportive ICE activities. This has really come up across the state of New Jersey, and I think we need to be ahead of that. I make a motion that the resolution that I shared with this body in February be passed.
I second the motion.
Counselor, I don't have that in front of me, and I don't remember looking at it, so I always like to recommend to the council not to pass anything that legal counsel hasn't reviewed, or at least recently reviewed. So do you have a copy? I don't know.
I'll be happy to share it with you again.
I just want to let the record reflect. They're worried about that, but they're not worried about the crime that's affecting the
I just passed your ordinance, right, Mayor. Now. I just passed it, okay? There's a lot of issues that
when
can
it comes
be addressed
to public
at one
safety
time.
Town,
we're
okay.
not
well,
a one-issue town.
Okay.
A lot of issues. We're a big town. We're right off 287. It happened up in Sussex County and Andover. We need to be ahead of these things.
You know what's happening right now? You had over 140 women that were assaulted over the last 2 years, Ms. Leibowitz.
Okay, what does that have to do with me?
Stop okay. using people as pawns. Stop using people as pawns. You are just horrible.
Please. Okay, Mayor. Mayor. Okay. Do we need to take a vote on that, or do we need to just, okay.
I think you'll be hard-pressed to find evidence that I do not support the protection of women.
We will take a vote to table this till the next meeting, okay? Can I have a motion, please? Table.
Motion, Carmichael.
Can I have a second, please? Table this till the next meeting. Can I have a second?
Motion to table.
Leader, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
No.
Councilmember Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and that will be tabled till next meeting. Councilwoman Rashid?
I just wanted to say, I have my own things that I wanted to speak about, but we came to the council January last year. This public safety issue, all the people, the businesses that came, this problem's been going on for a very, very long time. I don't appreciate that we get singled out because we voted no. Voting no did not change anything. Our job was to raise concerns, and we raised those concerns that people and experts had. And if you didn't want to listen to it, that is fine. You passed a resolution, and public safety still has not changed. So stop blaming us for that. I wanted to talk about EMS week next week, which, you know, we honor them. And their theme this year is improving outcomes together, which I hope we'll all do together. I look forward to a proclamation for that. And I want to thank you in advance if you do a proclamation for that. On May 27th, we will be celebrating Eid, the Muslim neighbors. If you're curious about what is Eid, the MCMC is hosting a program for the community on May 18th. Check out their flyer on the township website, and you'll be able to register and go learn more about Eid. Lastly, my son's in the high school. They have this amazing Jazz Under the Star concert next week on May 21st. It's open to the public. You can buy tickets at the door. Please come and check out. It's a beautiful event. We sit outside, enjoy beautiful music played by amazing kids and musicians. So thank you. Good.
Councilman Aaron.
No comment at this time.
Mayor.
Can't let it go what Councilwoman Rashid said. First of all, at that meeting, they brought their supporters out at the mic, and they were saying this was fake news or AI generated. Yes, they were, most certainly. Do we have to go to the videotape? And you sat there, took pictures up there afterwards, and were gleefully laughing about it. And it's all factual. And yes, the crime was going on for a year prior to that. We've been working with the motel operators to get their act together, and then they were not working with us, and then we have to do things. That's what happens at this governing body sometimes. And till to this day, online, your supporters, the two of your supporters out there, are out saying that this is all fake news or AI-generated crime. It's not. AI doesn't create stabbings. AI doesn't create rapes, prostitution, drug dealing. You think it's a game. One of your major supporters up there just got up there and said this was something out of a Batman movie, that we were making this up. Even though the business owners and people and the employees who are directly affected by that came here and told you their stories and saw the video, and you still don't believe it. I'm just stunned at that.
And I will keep talking about this issue until we get that straightened out.
Business administrator.
Thank you, Council President. I'm just going to announce my name based on the compliance with the new ADA regulations. This is Paula Cazzarelli. First, I just would like to point out letter L in the agenda, the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant. That grant is in honor of an officer who was murdered protecting a witness in a drug case. So I just would like to point that out, as it's appropriate that we're recognizing Police Week and an officer lost his life protecting a witness. So I just wanted to bring some meaning to what that letter L meant. I also would like to provide an update regarding the ecological park. As you might have seen, there's probably about 100 truckloads of contaminated soil being moved out of that area. We are wrapping that up. Next month, you will see a change order. Some of those soils had to be moved to a different location. So in order to move soils contaminated with different contaminants, you cannot necessarily just bring them to a landfill, any landfill. You have to get permission to do that. And what has happened is during this remediation, we've had to move truckloads of soil to a totally different landfill, very far away. That requires a lengthy permitting process in order for that to take place. And not only that, it has increased the cost of the remediation, which I'm asking you to please recognize a change order. There is no choice. We need to remove these contaminants. People think it's farmland, but farmlands used chemicals. They had repairs there. All sorts of activities occurred.
They were allowing dumping there.
And dumping. So we are in the process of cleaning up this approximate 75-acre contaminated site. Now the whole thing is not contaminated. It's about 10%. However, that 10% requires time and attention, permitting and whatnot. However, I'm happy to say we're moving forward, and with that change order, we will continue moving forward, and we're going to move into phase two. Phase two will include capping or putting asphalt or parking lots. That's part of the remediation, where you're allowed to cap some of the areas that the DEP regulations allow us to do. We're also going to move into the permitting process for retention basins. There's a tremendous need for drainage management. These retention basins, both of them, will be somewhere on the order of $8 to $9 million to install. The permitting process is anywhere from 6 months to a year. So, and not that I want to bring up challenges, but I just want to explain that this process isn't something that, you know, when one wants to go build a house, you know, you have plans, it's built, there are a tremendous amount of rules and regulations, and unfortunately, these rules and regulations change while we're in the middle of the process. So sometimes that will halt our progress, but regardless, this township is continuing to move forward. And I would be remiss to say that before we started remediation, our DPW folks in 2021 spent a considerable amount of time removing cement, debris, and everything. That saved a tremendous amount of money. They did an excellent job. So that's where we're at right now. I anticipate that we're going to, we just met with the engineers, that we're going to be moving into phase two soon. They're looking into permitting, and hopefully maybe we might be able to circumvent some of those rules and regulations so we can continue moving into phase two. So that is moving along. I'm happy to say that. I would like to provide an update with respect to our solar program. When municipal governments and other agencies were allowed to receive federal tax incentives, this township is going to be submitting its tax return for just over $5.2 million in receipt for our solar project from the federal government. We hired, you all authorized, a specialized accounting firm to process this tax return. So we very strongly expect to be receiving $5.2 million, probably somewhere between July and September. I also would like to, what was the other thing I wanted to talk about? Oh, of course. So it also was Public Service Week, the beginning of May. So I would like to say thank you to all of my colleagues who work very hard and do a lot with their heart, and sometimes a lot we don't get to see, but I know what they put into it. I try to make every effort to recognize the efforts and appreciate what our employees do every day. My phone is around the clock, you know, and so is theirs, and we're here for our residents. So I just would like to say thank you with a little special shout out to Maria Kammerer. If you notice in our courtyard, there's beautiful flowers, and at the side entrance, Maria, on her day off, went to Home Depot, bought all those flowers and soil, and took time to plant all that. I just want to thank her for that. And yes, and the other thing is I hope everyone joins the Memorial Day Parade. Unfortunately, I love marching in the parade. I can't. I will be out of town, but I will wish everyone well, and I will be thinking about those who have served our country. Thank you.
Council President, I just want to highlight what Mrs. Cosarelli said about the tax credits. Those came about from the initiative Mayor Bolwich of Elizabeth and myself approached Senator Brooker and Congressman Plone, as well as other mayors around the country, that when they were doing the Deficit Reduction Act, that towns and cities should be able to take advantage of these tax credits that we weren't allowed to in the past. So they were able to put that in the language when it was signed in at that time by President Biden. So now we are $5.2 million ahead of where we were going to be because of those federal tax credits, which means less money that the taxpayers have to pay out here locally. So.
Can I ask a question about the Edward Byrne Justice? And thank you for the background on that. Is that, where is that money going to be used? I know last meeting we talked about maybe getting some frameworks and networks together to provide support for families. Where is that money go, that $11,000?
That specific grant is used by the police department. And honestly, I don't know the specifics of the parameters of the use. They're going to be sending an MOU with respect to delineating exactly how that money is to be spent. So what happens to this, it's a reimbursable grant. So the township is able to expend the funds, and then we ask for it in reimbursement.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know off the top of my head, though, to answer
it's
your question.
Okay.
But it's,
there's like four or five different prongs that you can use it for.
But it will be spent by the police department.
Okay,
activities.
Great. Thank you so much.
Carmichael.
Thank you, Madam President. I did have a comment that I wanted to make. I actually wanted to give an update. At our last meeting, there was discussion about findings of testing from the Lower Raritan Water Project, and that I had not done anything about it or I didn't care about it. So I just wanted to clarify that. I did talk to the group who did the testing, and I did ask them to contact the Middlesex County Environmental Health Division. That did not happen. So after the meeting, I called up the Middlesex County Environmental Health Division, asked if the issue had been brought to them, and they said no, but they would test Riverside Park And they would monitor it, and then they would get back to us. And so that is the process that we are in right now. So I just wanted to clarify that's what I have done. Thank you.
Thank you for that update, Councilwoman. And now I think I am the final comments. Okay. I would like to personally thank Doreen Pastizzi for her coordination in the Piscataway cleanup day that we had. It was a very, very well-attended event, and I believe that many residents got all of our parks clean. And one of the things that I like to do, why I like to do it, is to try to teach the youth and the younger generation the importance of the environment around them and the importance of keeping it clean. And I have to say, one mom came up to me and specifically said that to me. I am here today to teach my children about keeping their community clean and the environment. So if I made a difference in one family teaching their children this, it was worth it for me. So it was a great day. It was. I want to thank everybody who came and helped me that day. I'll continue to do that if it has an impact on our young youth of the Piscataway, yes.
Yeah, there was a couple of soccer teams there, youth soccer teams. There were probably 8 or 9 per team that attended, so that's 18 kids. That love, and they also attended last year's and the years before, so they make it a routine. So that's only going to increase when years to come. I've also talked to some of the residents that attended to that notion. Absolutely, the kids are having fun doing it, learning as they're doing. I have a little section for myself teaching them how to pick up the garbage as a test, so they enjoy that. So they make it fun. So it was a great day, great weather, by the way, and it was probably one of the most well-attended years.
Actually, I don't know. Before COVID, we were in the 500s.
Yeah. But yes, it was a great turnout.
Yeah. Also, I would like to remind everybody that our Fireman's Memorial is coming up this Thursday, okay, out at the monument on the cross the street there at 7 o'clock. So anyone wishing to attend the Fireman's Memorial, please come out. Next Thursday. And we will now move to the agenda session for the June 11th council meeting. There on that ordinance second reading, amending Chapter 3, Police Regulations, Section 29, Nuisances, open to the public resolution adopting ordinance. That will be the second reading of that. On it also will be a resolution authorizing the renewal of liquor licenses for 2026-2027 license term. Also on that agenda will be a resolution authorizing re-award of contract for 2026 street tree replacements. Sunset Creations Incorporated, not to exceed $175,640. Resolution awarding a refund of picnic fees, Renee McMillan. And a motion to accept the council meeting minutes for March 12th and April 14th, 2026. I'm sure there will be more to follow. At this point, do we want to?
We're going to test the Zoom.
Okay.
So I'm going to unmute someone who's going to be testing for me. Unfortunately, the Zoom is still not functioning, so you can go ahead with the in-person.
Thank you for that update. We will now open to the public for the in-person attendees. Everyone that would like to speak can come up to the mic at this point. Please be advised, you have 3 minutes. Please state your name and address. You have 3 minutes to state what you have to say.
Costas, 50 Mills, 58 Curtis.
Good evening.
All disabled veteran. Nice to see you people. You look great. Simmons and Curtis. They finished the pothole over there. Something is being done every year. Every year. At least this time, they picked up half the debris they left from last year. Half. I thank you very much for cleaning up Mansfield and 7th. Thank you. Now I can see the oncoming traffic coming down 7th. 7th and Curtis is an issue. It's been going on a long time. There's also a blind spot over there. But all of a sudden, I looked up the corner, and I see maybe $500,000 in equipment over there, but scatterway equipment, and maybe 50 man hours. Just
are you done?
That.
No.
Oh.
The issue is, it's like what happened across the street from my house last year when they came over there and opened up a job, a storm drain, and just left it there for 6 months. And when you called up, they say, hell, there was no work order for the continuation. How can that be? You open up, you pick up the storm drain, you leave it wide open, you put cones around it. You don't come back for 6 months. Curtis and 7th. All those man hours, and not one of them looked 25 meters away down the road on Curtis. You see that other pothole? Been there for years. That corner between 7th and Washington, it's a diagonal corner. It's a very narrow street. Nobody could turn onto it very easily. It's tough. The corners have to be set back and paint the curbs so that nobody parks on those two corners. Too dangerous.
Thank you, sir. Are you almost done?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before I begin, I would like to hand it
over. I just wanted to make a statement to the people that are listening on Zoom. Although you can hear us, we cannot hear you in the room through the Zoom, which is why we did a test with someone that was on Zoom and we could not hear them, and that is why we are doing the in-person open to the public portion. So unfortunately, our Zoom is down. Even if you could hear the test yourself, we can't hear you in the room. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
State your name and address.
Good evening, Mayor Weller and member of the council. My name is Syed Ahmed, and I live at 399 Highland Avenue. I'm standing here tonight alongside my neighbors to raise my profound concern regarding the proposed 83-unit development on the Macedonia property located within the Highland Avenue, Roosevelt Avenue, Ludlow Street, and Deborah Drive. Our residential pocket is at immediate risk of becoming a permanent gridlock zone. This proposed 83-unit development is established, estimated to add 120 to 160 new vehicles to our immediate street. Our existing street parking is already completely at capacity. To see the reality of the situation, we only need to look at what happens every single week in the neighborhood. As shown in the handout I passed, on the photograph, our streets are already overwhelmed. On any given Sunday, cars line up bumper to bumper along the curb, entirely filling the available street parking just to accommodate our active local congregation. The existing infrastructure is already operating at absolute maximum capacity. Vehicle must park tightly along narrow residential roadway, leaving zero room for error. The existing congestion compound drastically during school hours and major educational event within the tight two-block radius. Our neighborhood is home to two schools, MLK and Kanakamak, as well as four active churches. Look at the second photograph taken directly along the school hours. You will see a school bus trapped in a long queue of vehicles, unable to navigate smoothly because of the road is completely choked. When the school bus is stuck in gridlock right next to the line of oncoming cars, it creates an incredibly unsafe traffic environment.
And unfortunately, some of those people are even the school buses. As others have stated, a three-story, 83-unit building is being considered to invade our neighborhood. A building of that magnitude just does not fit. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the number of cars that building will produce? Well, if you have 83 units and two cars, that's 166 cars. Where are they going to park? How will the fire trucks get by or even ambulance in an emergency? This will also produce massive pandemonium for parents and buses daily. This will be a nightmare for our children walking to and from school, and the traffic will be out of control, to say the least. I attended Martin Luther King and Kamenakam.
The first matter, that's just that's code enforcement. He must have been applying for a certificate of continued compliance for his rental property. I do remember seeing some emails about that with Ben, in terms of just making sure it's up to code, because we like to make sure that the properties are in safe condition and proper condition for our for the tenants in town.
Please let him respond, please.
The other item, I don't know who Michael Stein is. I just Googled him. He's a Pashman Stein. That I don't think that has any affiliation.
He works with Ben.
He works with Ben?
Yes.
Okay, so then it must be in another code enforcement matter with your fence. You've got to comply with, like everybody else in town, you've got to comply with township codes and ordinances.
Do you guys I won the case. Why was that again notice sent?
Thank you, sir.
And again, with this all this affordable housing, one thing I'll tell you this is what you guys have done is just total. We are a suburban town. And you know what? If people want to convert the suburban town,
thank you, sir.
Live in New York City.
Doretta Gray, 318 Rivercrest Drive.
Welcome.
The Macedonia piece of property is not very large, and a big apartment building is not appropriate. The buildings that are put there should be properly sized so that there's the right amount of parking for the people who are going to live there so that they fit in with the community. I live on Rivercrest Drive near the corner where Ludlow, where King School is. I see all the traffic that comes and the buses and the kids are walking. I can't imagine putting another 160 cars right nearby. In addition, at the end of my street, we're having 16 units, townhouses put in. And of course, everybody has more than one car. So we're talking another 30 cars also right by Kanakamak School. So I really disagree with having a very large apartment building put in a small piece of land under an acre, as I understand.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Madam President, may I comment on that?
We're closing the public portion. Okay.
I just, before, Councilman.
Hang on. We're not done. Well, come on, Curtis.
I'm getting old, please. Curtis Grubb, 1750 West 3rd Street. Couple of things, then I'll get serious. Are you going to give the bike helmets? You going to give bike helmets away at the.
Yep.
You're going to give them away. New York did.
Yep.
Okay. I'm here on behalf of Hazelwood again. I have a few of my neighbors here. We need some clarification. Rod, I asked for a favor last month. Favor was never done.
Really?
Never.
All right, I'll follow up on it. I did.
No more following up. We're going to put a pin in this now. Whatever we got to do to stop it, we're going to stop it. Because I talked to Peter in engineering. He tells me one thing. This is getting done. I talk to my neighbors. They tell me what they get and what they're doing. There's no sidewalks here. This is not getting done. This is supposed to get done. No one. I asked you to do what I asked you, and that was over a month, 2-3 weeks ago. And here we are again. So whatever I got to do to stop this with the help of my neighbors, I'm going to do.
If I can give a update. Hazelwood.
Yeah, I'll just give it. It's regarding the road improvements. I did follow up, and we actually have a meeting tomorrow anyway. So I did follow up with my coworker who's actually leading a lot of the road projects for me. He was meant to do reach outs and work with the engineering department. I will follow up personally this time. I'll make sure it's in my task list. But we'll chat. So and we'll make sure everything's taken care of. Oh yeah. So if anybody has any questions after the meeting, come up and we can chat. So and make sure your questions are resolved. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jeff Williams, 155 Park Avenue. I just want to also talk about this Macedonia project. This does not belong in our neighborhoods. As many people have stated before, the parking is atrocious now. I live on Park Avenue. I see the parking. These are even from houses that have driveways. People are already parking in the streets. It's going to create a dangerous situation on a piece of property that should not be allowed to be built in a residential neighborhood. I will reference, I work at Rutgers. I go down Mitchell Avenue. And please bear this in mind. I have no problem with the Muslim community. But when they park on Mitchell Avenue, when they're having worship, and like I said, I have no problem with that. I have absolutely no problems. You should see the danger it creates, because they park on the street because it's not designed for that sort of parking. And you have a hard time seeing. You get to the end of Mitchell. You can't see around the corners. People are throwing doors open on a very narrow street that shouldn't have parking on it anyway. And people park there. You're going to have the same situation if you allow this to be built. We also have the same situation if you go by the Votech, where Edison put up housing and they allowed the parking on the street. You can barely get down that street with two cars there because it is really not designed for that. So just like my neighbors, I'm not against affordable housing. I think affordable housing should be available to people. I think that's a right. But you really need to reconsider building this on a piece of property that is not designed for that. It's too small, and it's a residential neighborhood, and you should not allow this to go forward. We have spoken. We know how these things work. I mean, you know, we have council people who come in the neighborhood, and they want to walk, and they want to get reelected. But you know what? You're not looking out for us. You are not looking out for us, and we will vote you out. You know, you're good for showing up at events, and you know, I see a lot of you over at Macedonian, Zion Hill, and all that. You know, but you need to look out for the residents there also. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Abhay Patki, 58 Lincoln Avenue.
Welcome.
Resident of New Jersey Piscataway for the last 26 years. Both kids went to Piscataway High School, and we are extremely happy to live in Piscataway community. But as everybody else suggested, the place is too small for this proposed 83-unit building. Even right now, when you want to go to River Road or River Crest from our Lincoln Avenue or Mitchell or Park, we have to wait to get in the road for almost like 5 minutes in the morning. And imagine adding another 160 or 180 cars in next 1 to 2 years, whenever that building is supposed to be get done. So I urge everybody to reconsider the approach very, very seriously for the sake of our children, for ourselves, and when we grow old, we are going to have the same issue, and which is not too far. So I really urge to consider this decision again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Council.
Hang on. I'm going to close the public portion now. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President. This is Councilwoman Carmichael, Ward 3, and I want to thank my neighbors in the Highland Avenue area where the proposed Macedonia project is being planned to be built. And I just want to tell you that I support you. I hear your concerns. We've talked. I understand the issue with the overcrowding, the parking, the schools, the children, the aesthetics, concerns of property values, and I support you wholeheartedly, and I look to the township to address your concerns and to listen to your input and come back with a plan that makes sense for your neighborhood and for Piscataway, and we all do support low-income housing. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. It's nice to have concern for your neighborhood. Everyone should. That's what makes this town great. Thank you all for coming out and voicing your opinions.
Council President, I got the update on Hazelwood. We're in the process, but he asked about there's going to be curbing from West 4th down just a little bit past Pearl on that side, and then it's going to cross over by the park and then continue on the park side up to South 2nd Street. As a matter of fact, that'll probably be our 2026 local DOT aid project that we're going to be doing. And a side note on Old New Brunswick Road, we're in the process of having a pre-construction meeting. That's from the Lukoil gas station to the 287 bridge. That should be under construction starting in June. And the comments that the residents made out there by where that siting is, I just want to let the record reflect that this being jammed down by a judge, and our town is being sued by the developer across the street to build more high-density housing here in this town. Matter of fact, they want a total of almost 2,500 units to be built throughout the entire town. 25. Every area of this community is going to be affected, not just your neighborhood, but all over the town. We've been sued by high-density housing advocates and a developer across the street. We had an agreement with the master of the court, and then they stepped in, talked to the developer. He files a suit. He's looking for almost, what is it, Raj, almost 2,000 units out there? Some ridiculous number on
the
Erickson property. And that is part of the problem. So I would advise you start writing letters to Edgewood Properties and also the judge that's handling this case. We'll be more than happy to give you notes and write that, because it's absolutely ridiculous. And the other thing is, they even had our public works yard scheduled for 150 units in the public works yard. Now, I understand workforce development housing, but that's ridiculous by our salt barn. So this whole law is a bunch of nonsense that's being jammed down our town. And you even have a sitting council member up on this dais. When they were sworn in, the first thing they did, they put a letter to the editor at Tap Into saying they want to see more high-density housing being built in this town. Well, guess what? We're being forced to build or zone for, not the town to build, but to zone for over 2,500 units in town. 2,500.
Because that would never happen during the normal
planning. Thank you. On that note, I understand. We're going to close this meeting.
Council President, may I say something, please?
Go ahead.
Council President, I would like to say a few words. This week, someone decided to file a complaint to the Ethics Board regarding a letter I sent January 5th, 2026, to the residents informing them of an ordinance that some of our council members here have passed to help stop pop-up parties around the neighborhood in Piscataway. I just wanted to reiterate that I will continue to inform Piscataway residents how our township is there to support their concerns, especially when their safety is at risk. Now, I've never met this person who actually made the complaint, and I'm wondering why they never came to me first, unless they had a separate agenda. Okay, so just wanna, some of our council members here, we take public safety, especially with our residents, very, very serious. And we're going to continue doing that. And I'm going to continue doing my job and keeping the neighborhood safe. Thank you.
Thank you.
If I can remark, please. I totally appreciate the ability to communicate with our neighbors on Township Letterhead with Township Resources. When I inquired about the policy and procedures to have the same access that a fellow council member had, I was informed that the mayor has the discretion to determine the resources that different council members are allowed to access. And so I totally appreciate we should all have equal access to communicate with our members. Mr. Espinoza is a ward-based council member. I am a council member at large. That is the concern.
I'm sorry, but the letter, the ethics letter that went out was really based on me sending the letter. That was it.
Exactly. Correct. This is the process. We should all have access to the land lease.
But that wasn't the concern. The concern was that I sent the letter. That was it.
Thank you.
Let's lay the cards on the table here today.
Please.
That charge that's being leveled against Councilman Espinoza is really to tarnish his lookup on Google. It had nothing to do with the merits. And that's a standard political practice of opponents that try to tarnish the individual's Google search. And that's what this is all about.
Right. Well, during a campaign, there are lots of tactics that are used by lots of groups. That is quite obvious.
Council President, as this is brought up, I just wanted to correct what I've been told and seen out there is some misinformation. I wanted to provide the procedure that would happen if a Board of Ethics complaint is received for the council. And essentially, if a complaint is received, the Board of Ethics by the Township Code has 30 days to recognize the complaint. At that point, then they would review the complaint and any other submissions that are made. And then they would determine, based on the factual nature of the matter, whether it's deemed sufficient to even initiate an investigation or not. We're still in the preliminary stages. We've just received the complaint. I understand the Board of Ethics has not provided notice of receipt yet, but there is no ongoing investigation. I understand I saw posts about that Councilman Espinoza is being investigated. A filed complaint is not an investigation. So I just want to make that clear to the council. The process will go as the Board of Ethics deems it to go. But right now we're in the preliminary stages of a complaint's being filed, and that's all we're at.
It's interesting to know that it was only targeted against the only Hispanic council member on the day.
It's also interesting to note that we are one of the few towns in the state that have our appointed ethics board versus passing out that to a less influential system. Many, many townships actually outsource their ethics boards.
You're wrong on that.
To less direct,
okay,
involved members. But that's a discussion for another day. Thank you.
We're going to end this meeting this evening. We're going to adjourn this meeting. And as we end our meeting, let's remember what Memorial Day truly stands for. Yep. The heroes who never made it home. We honor them, we thank them, and we hold their families in our hearts. Have a good evening, everyone. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.